According to recorded history, the first democratic election began around 500 BC in ancient Greece, when the tyrannical government was able to avoid a people's revolution by allowing them a choice, usually between two people, an illusion of freedom for an awakening populace. This was the beginning of the two-party system that we have today in America, both Republicans and Democrats, bought and paid for by the same hidden hand. Freedom from tyranny is a dream that has never been fully realized in the civilized world. And it's safe to say that America has never had an honest, fair election. Buying votes for liquor was already a custom from England, and in 1758, George Washington spent his entire campaign budget on 160 gallons of booze for the few hundred landowners who were allowed to vote in the presidential election. The earliest elections were not conducted in secret, so after days of heavy drinking, each person would openly declare his vote for all to see. In the 1840s, the Democrat Party began deploying an election strategy known as cooping, as in chicken coop. They would lure people into back rooms and basements where they would beat them and drug them and force them to vote Democrat several times in different disguises. Cooping was common enough that many believe the writer Edgar Allan Poe was killed from being drugged during a cooping incident during the Baltimore election of 1849. In 1855, thousands of Missourians crossed the border to illegally vote in a Kansas election. With guns drawn, they coerced every town to record their votes. Some towns had five times as many votes as its entire population, and 90% of the votes supported the pro-slavery candidates that the residents of Kansas were mostly against. During the late 1850s, several of the infamous gangs of New York were hired and brought into D.C. during a local election to intimidate voters of the opposition. Things got so violent and out of hand that the U.S. Marines were called in to clear the streets of gang members. Around 10 people were killed. In 1868, hundreds of black men were killed in Louisiana for being registered to vote Republican. These are just a few examples of voter fraud, but the entire two-party system is a fraud. No matter who you vote for, the policy never changes, because the system is not interested in personal freedom, and so they will always cheat. Starting in 1948 with the infamous Box 13 scandal, LBJ introduced a new form of voter fraud to be embraced for years to come by both parties, the simple technique of waiting until the end and then stuffing the ballot box with whatever you need. Electronic voting has only made this easier, allowing manipulation of the vote count all the way through. Mike Lindell's team recorded the election tally in real time, and we can easily see evidence of manipulation. Hundreds of thousands of votes for Democrat candidates all in an instant. A million here, a million there, in an instant click of a button. We can also see several inexplicable negative drops that can only be explained as manipulated adjustments to keep it close. Sloppy, as always. The civilized world has never been free, and America lost the Republic years ago to the mob rule madness of democracy and the two-party system. But considering our history, we can easily reverse this and grow in a positive direction, if we so choose. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese. Go to ReeseReport.com to sign up for my Substack, see my latest videos, and join me on Rockfin for news and analysis on the stories that matter every Friday night at Rockfin.com/Greg Reese.
The best-selling book in America last week was The Great Reset and the War for the World, written by Alex Jones. Jones sold more than 56,000 copies of his book last week. But the New York Times lied about that because the New York Times doesn't want you to know that. The New York Times wants you to believe that Alex Jones is more discredited than the New York Times, the paper that started the Iraq War by lying about weapons of mass destruction and got a million people killed. So they lied about his book.
The Great Reset and the War for the World, the historic book that lays out the plans of the Great Reset Death Star and exposes the New World Order's plans for global enslavement. Get your copy now at Amazon.com to keep the book at number one, and InfoWarsStore.com to help keep InfoWars on the air. The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones. Now, number one in the world.